Awesome. So today with us at Digital Digest is Heat Ray DC. With our Creative Entrepreneur series, he's an entrepreneur, producer, as well as artist. So without further ado, Ray, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Awesome. Did you have any trouble getting the app or getting into the podcast one?
Nah, it's cool. Everything's straight.
All right, cool. Would you take a minute just to, you know, introduce yourself to our listeners, our audience?
Yeah, I'm Mickey Ray DC, songwriter, producer, artist, also young entrepreneur.
All right. So I asked you to join our creative series because you have some new music that's dropping. A little bit before we started recording, you were telling me about this comic strip that you're doing is really dope. You want to, you know, share a little bit more, see, you know, if there's any opportunity for collaboration out there.
Sure. We're introducing a comic book based off the music group I'm in, rap duo called Too Lit. I'm from DC, he's from Atlanta. So basically we're doing a black comic where we want to address political, social issues. And we just want to introduce more black African-Americans into the comic world, you know. Also, we're doing a soundtrack with it also. So we just want to kind of make it something big and hopefully it could become something that's on TV or, you know, on the big screen.
True. Now, you know, as we was prepping for today's podcast, we, you know, talked about your background and you've been in the industry for a minute. You talked about having submitting songwriting for a lot of mainstream artists. So what made you kind of go the route of getting involved with the comic book as part of, you know, a whole, is that a part of a music campaign? Is that something different that you're doing, like a different business? I'm just trying to figure out, how do you guys put the comic book idea with the Too Lit Music Group?
Always been into comics. You know, I grew up drawing comics and I'm an artist at heart. I paint, I draw, and do other outlets of media. But a comic book was always something I wanted to do. And I think that merging urban music and the urban society into comic books would be a great idea.
Okay. Did you follow Marvel Universe, or do you follow the DC Universe and Stan Lee and comic culture, or are you doing something? I should say, are you following that precedent, or are you doing something totally new?
Something totally new. I would love to, you know, merge into the world of it's a guy. He's based out of DC. He has Dark City Comics, and all of his characters are black characters. And I would love to collaborate with him and, you know, merge into that world.
Okay, maybe you can help us make that connection so that we can interview him and learn more about, you know, comics on, you know, at the underground and at the urban level. I think that's pretty dope, the idea you guys came up with. So, and making a comic, I mean, that's a lot, you know, or is it? Because I would think, you know, you have to go through your whole storylines and storyboarding the same way you would if you were making a music video.
Yeah. Basically, you know, the storyline, kind of want to use our real lives, mm-hmm. But yet kind of add a little twist on it and, you know, spruce it up a little bit. But the real backstory is going to be based off our real lives, the characters of our everyday struggles of what we go through.
Go ahead. How are you going to find time in doing the comic and the music, especially if you have to do like a music video, you know, for album while you're creating the comic book narrative? How does that time management, how does that task management look?
I mean, you just got to make stuff happen, you know. Sometimes people don't know how they're going to do something, but you want to do something, you're going to do it. You got to make it happen. You got to make sacrifices, you know.
I agree. This website looks pretty dope. It looks like he has some pretty good Earth Protectors from Dark City Comics.
Yeah.
definitely have to take a look at this sometime later. So now you mentioned also that you have some projects coming up this spring with some different talent pools and things like that. So is that going to be, you know, more so for you as an artist, or is that going to be for you for as a producer looking for new talent?
It's going to be for both. Also, we're doing a collaboration with Lady Harris. She's one of the co-founders of Death Row. If you don't know who she is, you can look her up. So she's kind of launched her label. So we're just looking for new talent and artists, and we want to, you know, provide them an outlet for distribution and hopefully, you know, get in the studio and come up with a project. You know, everything works out right. So.
And Lydia Harris, you know, she was based on, you know, what I've learned at on a street science level, so to speak, that she is the character that Cookie from Empire is loosely based off of, or that's who that character was established
around. I mean, yeah, it's a lot of been a lot of controversy about that because a lot of Cookie Line's backstory matches her life, so... you can say that because she had a lot to do with the founding and starting of Death Row Records. She founded Tupac, right. Snoop Dogg, you know what I'm saying? But she has a story that gets swept under the rug.
Right. And if anyone wants to hear, wants to know more about her, she actually authored a book called Married to the Game. And it's basically a bio story loosely based on things and circumstances, events in her life. So it's dope. How did you end up working with her? How did that connection come about? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, so how did that connection come about?
The connection with me and Lydia Harris, because you went out on
some. Yeah, this around this particular event. Why this particular event? Why this event as looking for talent to produce versus, you know, showcasing your own talent?
Also, it's going to be actually an album release for my project also. So okay. We're going to be showcasing new songs. But it's going to be help. It's going to be a stepping stool to help launch her label and everything she has going on, because she has a play coming out, a bio, and possibly a motion picture coming out about her life and her backstory. So it's just, okay. Just going to be kind of a stepping stone to help build that momentum.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. That makes sense. So are you going to be doing any production as far as the songs that's going to appear in the soundtrack for this film that she's working on, or any other film projects coming up in your future?
Yeah, we actually going to be actually doing a project, sort of like a mixtape or artist showcase type CD from different artists. We're going to give them an opportunity to be heard. It's going to be called Judgment Day Series Part 2. So we're going to be giving artists opportunity to be on that. I have some details later, but I'm going to be doing some production on there with different artists and stuff like that.
Congratulations. So how do you keep everything together? How do you keep things in perspective as far as, you know, what's next? Because it seems like since I've met you back in 2015, 2016, that you steadily, you know, continue to build the momentum. You know, you're still doing rap as an art. As an art form, you're still doing the production, you're getting, you know, bigger and better. So can you talk about your task management and time management, you know, how you kind of filter out the projects that you're taking on?
Honestly, I don't have time management. I just go by the grace of God, and I just, you know, so when I have a new idea, I just try to act on it, you know, instead of just keeping it, you know, buried in the back of my mind, or it be that thing that I wish I started on and never did. You know what I'm saying? I just start on one thing at a time. Once that get completed, you know what I'm saying, I focus on the next project. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I have to bounce from project to project, but it's all dealt with trying to, you know, I kind of base everything off order of importance.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. And what inspired you to take the path to entrepreneurship?
I'm just wanting to do better, you know what I'm saying?
But the path to creative entrepreneurship, because, you know, I mean, you have a lot of steam, you have a lot of momentum around you. Obviously, you know, you have people with industry knowledge and, you know, who have been in the business that know what they're doing. But this doesn't always work out for some people, especially a creative entrepreneur. So can you tell, you know, can you explain to some of the listeners, especially the younger guys listening, you know, what it looks like when you're making that decision of, you know, you should go and get a government job versus following your creativity?
It doesn't, I think, you know what I'm saying, everybody has a different grind. So, if, you know what I'm saying, if you need to have a government job to fund your entrepreneurship, then do so. If you want to become a full-time entrepreneurship, then do so. I think people just need to, you know, focus on what they want to do and not worry about what everybody else thinks. You know, so, and like, especially wanting to do better and just wanting better for yourself, your community, and every and the people that surround you.
True. And I think that's where we get to those what Google describes as the zero moment of truth, when, you know, basically you've already weighed the pros and cons and just comes down to, you know where yourself is leading yourself. And we don't always weigh out the decision making process, and we don't always make the right decisions, to be honest. But at the end of the day, you know, that's how we learn, and, you know, that's the only way that we can really learn.
Yeah, you have to make mistakes in order to get better, you know, though it's a learning process.
So, you know, skipping, you know, kind of, you know, flipping the page on that, talk about how, you know, the scene and, you know, the similarities in the scene in D.C. and the similarities in the scene in Atlanta. How do you like it out there?
Atlanta is cool, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of...
Is it welcoming?
It's welcoming also, but there is this cliques. But, you know, I think it's more welcoming, and it's a more of a vibrant music scene than the D.C. area. Mm-hmm. I mean, the D.C. area could be very cliquish. A lot of people get locked into doing these open mics, paying for these open mics and different stuff, and not really go anywhere, or just, you know, making music videos, dropping songs with no direction, no marketing, and no idea of where they're going. They just dropping music. So I think Atlanta, when I came to Atlanta, it really inspires you, because you see a lot of Black entrepreneurs here working and, you know what I'm saying, doing better for themselves. So it kind of inspires you being here to do better.
And what about compared to Houston?
Houston is so big, but it's a small music scene. So I think it's very different. The sound is different, but it has the similarities, but it could be very cliquish in Houston. You know, your boy, he run the scene down there, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Prince, so he run the scene down there, but pretty much the Houston scene is pretty cool though. Yeah. It's a different scene. It's a large city.
And from what I understand, being from DC, you get love pretty much any and everywhere you go, just because, you know, everybody knows somebody in DC, and DC, you know, has its own identity, you know, within itself. Did you experience that while you were out there?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I think it's not really where you're from. I think it's really the energy you carry, the person you are. You know what I'm saying? You just got to be true to yourself. You know what I mean? I like to think I'm humble, you know what I'm saying, cool person. No, I really get along with everybody. As long as your energy good, I'm good. You know?
And had you traveled a lot to Atlanta and Houston before, you know, deciding to go out there and make music ventures, or was it just like a, you know, up and at 'em type of move?
I traveled out to Houston once to meet Lydia Hearst, and she was doing an event out there. I met her there, then I had the opportunity to work with her directly. So I just kind of, you know, up and left D.C., packed my bags, because, you know, sometimes you feel like you outgrow a place, or it's just not enough opportunity for you. Or sometimes a pawn can't be a king just staying on one place on the board. So you just got to move around and expand your resources and network. So sometimes you just got to take that leap of faith or make a sacrifice for what you want. And even if it don't work out or if it do work out.
You right, know,
you got to take that leap. You don't want to live with that what ifs.
Exactly. Bridge the gap is our motto here. You know, and that's the gap between where you are, where you want to be, or the gap of, you know, the unknowing. So, for anyone that may be looking for music production, can you talk a little bit about the production side? I mean, you like a Jamaican out here with 15 million jobs. What's good? So, as far as production, you want to add some of your production credits, people you work with, and the type of artists you may be looking to work with?
With the production team,
No, it looks like it's breaking up. All right, there you are.
Yeah, we do production together. He has credits with co-producing Trey Songz, Bombers Up with Nicki Minaj. I work with a lot of local talent in D.C. I work with Glizzy, Pinky Killer Corn. I work with Shy Glizzy and, I mean, different artists in D.C. I work with.
And what type of talent are you, I mean, you know, as far as, you know, congratulations, because I know, you know, it really takes real talent to be able to produce at that level for artists that already have some steam and have already, you know, have some skin in the game and already have a specific sound and identity. So that's dope that, you know, you were able to do that. But what type of artists, as far as new artists, unsigned artists, if any, are you looking to work with?
Oh man, I'm looking to work with. Oh yeah, it'd be awesome to work with like Cole, J. Cole, Erykah Badu, Kendrick, and like 2 Chainz. I work with anybody who's willing to work with me. You know what I mean? I think that's what's kind of lacking out here is collaboration. Sometimes, you know, you never know what magic could be made when two people link up.
Yeah, how would you describe the Track Dealer DC sound or the Heat Ray DC sound?
We just try to add the DC sound, you know, the go-go sound, the live instruments, the big sound. We try to add that to the trap sound. So, you know, we try to do a good merger of the two because our group Too Lit, you know, that's our sound. I'm from DC, he from Atlanta, so we got a good merger of sounds on our album, which is coming out soon, so... Be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, what's soon? Like, it's soon by the... Is it dropping at the end of the month, beginning of the summer? Like, when can we look
at it? Oh, man. I'm thinking around May. Around May. The album's pretty much done. We're just trying to, you know what I'm saying, get the marketing and the publicity right for it, just building up the momentum. But we're going to be dropping some songs and teasers soon, though.
Okay, and Too Lit? I mean, it's the whole lit movement going on right now. So what does this particular album, what does it mean to your group, you know, and how is it setting you apart from other work that you've done?
More so basically our sound, our style, our look, you know, and our message that we're trying to, you know, carry out. Our sound is more of it's trap, but it has elements of different genres and different sounds in it. Also, I look, we're going pretty much like classy, trendy, GQ, you know, just trying to look preppy, you know, kind of put focus on the black entrepreneurship, you know.
And if anyone's out there, what would be your ideal type of collaborations right now? If anybody out there listening would, you know, is interested in working with you, either on a graphics level, you know, work with the comic brand, or on a production level with the music.
Oh man, anybody who's willing to, you know, work and has a common goal of getting money and, you know, just bringing something good to the community, or doing something for the community, basically.
Something positive.
Yeah, something positive. I'm looking for anybody who has an idea, who want to collab with the Rolling Paper Company we have soon, the comic books, the music, wherever you could offer or have an idea that can help boost the both of us, then I'm with it.
Yeah, so we mentioned a little bit about the Rolling Papers, but it almost slipped my mind to ask you about it. So how did you get involved with Rolling Papers of all things?
I mean, you know, socially, you know what I'm saying?
The cannabis move, the cannabis culture is real right now.
Yeah, the cannabis culture is real right now, and I think that's a good way to get into it, you know, because socially, you know, marijuana, when people smoke it, you know, they come up with ideas, they get together, everybody's cool, they chill, you know what I mean? It's no problems, and plus, the medicinal purposes, there's a lot of medicinal purposes in it. So it's just a something from the social level.
Nice. And especially with a lot of people, they do roll their own cigars. So, you know, there's, you know, we all see the cancer warnings on, you know, the blunt and backwoods and other, you know, paper leaves or paper.
Yeah, bottles, and, so. You know, and it's a lot of people are going for the more natural smoke. So we're introducing natural hemp, natural rice papers, because people like the more organic smoke, like in the DC area where we're from. People smoke sheets and funnels, you know. But you have other places that do backwoods and Dutchess. So that we're going to try to introduce that. And hopefully we could link with a frontal leaf company or something like that.
Me too. You know what it come to. Come up, go right uptown. Holler at the plug.
Yeah.
As much as they bring the frontal leaf in, it can't be that hard to, you know, to bridge that connection.
Yeah.
So this is going to be your own packaging distributed through a mainstream distributor, or this is you and your
company? Yeah, it's our own packaging and everything. Right now we're going to start off with hand-to-hand sales and online sales. So that's okay. Site will be up.
Drop that link on me so I can share.
No, I'll definitely drop the link on you when it's up and running. It should be up and running within the next week or two. So I'll keep you posted on that.
I'll look for that on the blog. It'll be coming up as soon as it's ready. And how was that? Tell us about how that, you know, from inception to implementation, how did that come about? Was it just started off as a conversation, or I mean, how did you, you know, go from just thinking about it to actually coming out with your own Rolling Papers?
You know, when we make sitting around making music, we smoking a lot. You know, smoking a lot, and it can come to the point where, like, dang, we ran out of roller papers, or, you know, sometimes the blunts be too harsh, need the roller papers. So, and it's a lot of different rolling papers that aren't good for you, or blunts that has chemicals and stuff in it. So, we wanted something more organic, a little bit more healthier with a clean smoke. So, we was like, why not develop our own? And, you know, kind of entice the music and everything into that.
Yeah, I mean, because that's a nice little, especially if you can find, like, a nice little packaging where people come to a show, they get their rolling papers, you know, they get, you know, a little comic book or something, a little, maybe a rolling paper might be
actually, a comic book. Right, because actually our rolling papers have the characters from our comic on there, and they're, you know, out of the uniform form, you know, when it ain't suited up. So, we're just trying to tie it all in together.
Nice. Sounds like genius at work, and it sounds like it's really manifesting. Even like, because when I asked you about time management, because you even on a pre-call to the podcast, you mentioned like 15 different things that you're doing, like maybe five, but they all kind of roll out into other other tasks. And you know, really, you know, I always ask entrepreneurs how they're managing their time, what are they reading, and you're like, oh, I just get an idea and I act on it. So to me, that depicts, like, you know, the grand scheme of things, how God is the master designer. He's the master of our blueprints. And, you know, it's just you getting an idea and working on it, and it all seamlessly goes together. So I think that's dope, you know, for you to kind of have that embedded in you, because I can only imagine that, you know, it becomes a culture around your team as well, that, you know, you get an idea, you move on it. And that just that in itself, you know, when you start with where you are and who you are, that in the, if everybody did that, we would all be able to move the culture forward.
That's true.
That's what I'm trying to say.
That's true.
All right. Yeah. So how do you want people to get in contact with you for any business inquiry?
You can definitely. Yeah, I'm here. You can definitely hit me up on my Instagram at HeatRayDC, or you can email me at HeatRayDC@gmail.com or HeatRayDCMusic@gmail.com. Everything you try to find me is going to be at HeatRayDC, so you can hit me that way.
So any graphic artists out there that's looking to get involved with the whole movement with the comic book, artists that's looking for producers to collaborate with, definitely hit Ray up. And before we go, I didn't really want to spend too much time talking about it, but you know, we do got to get a soundbite for history, especially since, you know, we've heard about the passing of Nipsey Hussle as early as Monday. Any thoughts or prayers you want to send out to his team or family?
Yeah, definitely want to say rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle. Definitely, you know, people seeing what he was doing in the community, and he had a big impact on the people that knew him and didn't know him. Even if they didn't listen to his music or haven't even heard him till now, you know, people are starting to recognize who he is, and hopefully his message that he was trying to get across, you know what I'm saying, wake people up and continue to pursue his dreams, and, you know, not only his dreams, our own dreams, what he was trying to tell us, you know. And that's another reason, you know, he inspired me to become a Black entrepreneur and want to do more for the community. So that is like one of the ultimate goals, because ultimately I'm on a foundation that everything I'm doing is going to help jumpstart urban city youth to jumpstart their entrepreneurships or things they want to do. So that's my ultimate goal. But yeah, this, I hope, you know, saying the death of Nipsey kind of wake people up.
That's true. I think it definitely makes us stronger as a hip hop community when we're able to see something that's not right and just kind of put that positive energy, put that positive vibe, you know, back into the atmosphere. And I would stand the biggest triumph in the tragedy at losing such a bright mind at such a young age is the vision that he left us with. So if you're an entrepreneur, you know you want to do something, but you don't know where to start, you can pick up parts of his vision and run with that. There are all types of funds that are going up to continue to contribute and continue the legacy of the Marathon and the Marathon Store. So anybody out there on the West Coast listening, you know, have nothing but love for you over here. We wish nothing but the best. Guys, I think this is going to be a milestone and a legacy that will continue on, you know, through other entrepreneurs telling the story of the hip hop culture and the West Coast culture. So that's all our time for this particular installation of the Digital Digest. This is your girl Ace. Today we have with us HeatRay DC. You can find him on Instagram at HeatRay DC. He's an entrepreneur, artist, producer, songwriter. He's kind of a big deal on the underground, but, you know, it's always good to be in his presence and in the presence of other bright minds. So definitely let's support his music dropping soon. The video is already out for Circle Too Small. It's already catching some interest around social. So if you haven't checked it out already, definitely check it out on the Digital page or at HeatRayDC.com. Sorry, HeatRay DC.
That's coming, though. That's coming.
It better be coming.
You spoke into existence. You spoke it into existence.
All right. So thank you so much for joining us again today, Ray. And we'll look forward to seeing the video and more videos. And we'll look forward to see the project dropping soon.
Yeah, shout out to Ace of Solutions.
Thank you. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in, please.
Later.